Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. You have heard me say in the past that you are what you think. But what do you think? How orderly are your thought processes? How straight is your thinking? And how clean are your thoughts? There are certain mental cobwebs that clutter up the thinking of almost everyone, even the most brilliant minds. Negative feelings, emotions, passions, habits, beliefs, and prejudices. Our thoughts become entangled in these webs. Sometimes we have undesirable habits and we want to correct them. And there are times when we are strongly tempted to do wrong. Then, like an insect caught in a spider's web, we struggle to get free. Our conscious will is in conflict with our imagination and the will of our subconscious mind. The more we struggle, the more we become entrapped. However, we can avoid mental cobwebs. We can clear them, and we can sweep them away as they begin to develop. We can free ourselves when once enmeshed, and we can remain free by thinking accurately with a positive mental attitude. Accurate thinking is a critical success principle. To think accurately, we must use reason. The science of reasoning, or accurate thinking, is called logic. One can learn it from books written specifically on this subject, such as The Art of Clear Thinking by Rudolf Flesch, Your Most Enchanted Listener by Wendell Johnson, Introduction to Logic by Irving Kopy, and The Art of Straight Thinking by Edwin Levitt Clark. These books can be of immense practical help, but we don't act from reason alone. An action based on common sense is the result of more than just reason. It depends upon habits of thought and action, intuitions, experiences, and other influences such as tendencies and environment. There is a tendency when reasoning to draw conclusions favorable to the strong inner urges of our subconscious mind. And this tendency exists in everyone, even great thinkers and philosophers. The subconscious instantaneously communicates to our conscious mind through symbols, and that includes the symbols known as words. A single word can cause an argument. For example, let me tell you the story of a young man who didn't know what the most important word symbol in any language means. What is the most important word in any language? That word is God. Not so long ago, a student from Columbia University called on the Reverend Harry Emerson Fosdick, Minister Emeritus of the Riverside Church of New York City. The student had hardly gotten through the door before he said, "I am an atheist." When he sat down, he repeated defiantly, "I don't believe in God." Now, let's start with a meeting of the minds. Fortunately, Dr. Fosdick was also an expert in the field of semantics, He knew from long experience that he could never really communicate with another person, unless he understood exactly what that other person meant by the words they used. He also knew that it was necessary for the other person to comprehend his meaning. So, instead of taking offense at the student's brash remark, Dr. Fosdick expressed a genuinely friendly interest in him and asked, "Please describe to me the God you do not believe in." The young man had to think, as everyone has to think when asked a question that doesn't cause a reflex yes or no answer. Dr. Fosdick knew that the right question could sweep strong cobwebs of negative thinking out of the youth's mind. After a little while, the student began to try to describe the God he didn't believe in. In so doing, he gave the minister a very clear picture of the God he rejected. "Well," said Dr. Fosdick when the student had finished, "if that is the God you don't believe in, I don't believe in him either. So we are both atheists." "Nevertheless," he continued, "we still have the universe on our hands. What do you make of it? Its formation, its meaning?" Before the young man left Dr. Fosdick, he discovered that he was not an atheist at all, but a very good theist. He did believe in God. But the only reason they were able to arrive at that point was because Dr. Fosdick hadn't been thrown by the undefined use of the word God. He was able to sweep away the cobwebs of the young man's thinking by asking him questions. The simple, clear response as to what the young man didn't believe in was enough to allow a meeting of the minds. The second question directed the youth's thoughts into the proper channels, and it gave Dr. Fosdick an opportunity to explain his meaning of a universal God. The student reached two entirely different conclusions. First, that he was an atheist, and second, that he was not an atheist after all. Each was based on a different premise. Cobwebs will interfere with accurate thinking and cause you to reach a wrong conclusion when you start with a false premise. So many people think inaccurately when they allow all-embracing word symbols to clutter up their minds with false premises. Words or expressions such as always, only, never, nothing, every, everyone, no one, can't, impossible, either, or, are most frequently false premises. Consequently, when they are used, their logical conclusions are usually false. Now, there is one word which, when used with a positive mental attitude, motivates a person to honorable achievement. However, when it's used with a negative attitude, it becomes the excuse for lies, deception, and fraud. That word is necessity. Necessity is the mother of invention, as well as the father of crime. Unassailable standards of integrity are thus fundamental to all worthwhile achievement, and an integral part of positive thinking. Necessity motivates the person with a positive attitude to action, without transgressing those recognized unassailable standards. An honest person won't deceive, cheat, or steal because of necessity. However, contrast that with the many thousands of people with negativity who are in prison because of stealing, embezzling, or other crimes. When you ask them why they stole in the first place, their answer invariably is, "I had to." And that's how they landed in prison. They allowed themselves to become dishonest, because cobwebs in their thinking cause them to believe that necessity forces one to become dishonest. Some years ago, while doing personal counseling at the federal prison in Atlanta, Napoleon Hill had several confidential talks with Al Capone. In one of these talks, he inquired, "How did you get started in a life of crime?" Capone answered with one word, "Necessity." Then tears came into his eyes, and he choked up. He began to tell of some of the good things he had done which the newspapers had never mentioned, and which others deemed insignificant compared to the evil that is attributed to his name. The unfortunate Al Capone wasted his life, destroyed his peace of mind, undermined his physical body with deadly disease, and spread fear and disaster in the path he followed. All because he never learned to clear the cobwebs of his thinking regarding necessity. And when he told of his good deeds, which he implied offset to some degree the wrongs he had done, he clearly indicated another cobweb that was preventing him from thinking accurately. While a person can neutralize the evil they have done by true repentance, followed by a life of good deeds, Capone was not such a man. However, there was such a man. He was a teenage problem child. Yet his mother never lost hope, and she never lost faith, regardless of her son's escapades of wrongdoing. This young man took pride in being first, even in evil. He disobeyed his parents and teachers, lied and deceived, committed petty thefts, cheated in gambling. Yet because of his mother's constant and earnest entreaties to him to mend his ways, he struggled to find himself, even before he reached the lowest point in his moral life. Sometimes he was filled with shame by the knowledge that others with less education were able to resist temptations which he thought he was powerless to resist. And because he was educated, and because he was searching, he studied the Bible and other inspirational books of his day. Even so, he lost many battles with himself. But then one day, he at last won the battle that turned the tide to personal victory. That is what happens when a person keeps trying. The troubled young man who I am talking about is Augustine, and he was made eventually a saint. Many, like St. Augustine, have been moved to deep repentance, and like him, they have been motivated to devote their lives to the service of God and humankind. Many books of inspiration have been written to motivate the reader to direct their thoughts, control their emotions, and ordain their destiny. And they often help the reader to comprehend the truths of the Bible. This is true, for example, in the non-fiction bestseller known as The Power of Positive Thinking. In his book, Norman Vincent Peale endeavors to motivate the reader to better themselves. To do so, he quotes directly from the good book. Some of the quotations Dr. Peale uses, and which it would be wise to memorize, are, "As you thinketh in your heart, so you are. According to your faith, be it unto you. Faith without works is dead. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." All the mental cobwebs I have shown you are spun by a negative mental attitude. And when you think about it for a while, you will see that the strongest cobweb spun by negativity is the cobweb of inertia. Inertia causes you to do nothing, or if you are moving in the wrong direction, keeps you from resisting or stopping. You go on and on. Ignorance is the result of inertia. That which seems logical to the person who is ignorant of the facts or know-how may be illogical to the one who does know. When you make decisions because you refuse to keep an open mind and learn the truth, that is ignorance. And negativity keeps alive and grows fat on ignorance. Eliminate it. Endeavor always to keep an open mind and to learn. You must base your conclusions on what you know, yet be prepared to change them when you become more enlightened. You are what you think, and your thoughts are evaluated by whether your attitude is positive or negative. You can clear the mental cobwebs of negative passions, emotions, feelings, tendencies, prejudices, beliefs, and habits by flipping your invisible talisman from negative to positive. When you are faced with a problem that involves a misunderstanding with other people, you must first start with yourself. So take a good hard look and remember that when you direct your thoughts and control your emotions, you ordain your destiny.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.